The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. What's going down? Hope all's well wherever you are. Welcome to a special episode of the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Really, I have very little to do with this one. Basically, me talking right now is about all you're going to hear from me. No, I wanted to go back and
Everybody just clicked out.
No. Listen, I wanted to shine the spotlight on one Adam Rank, whose voice you just heard there, the man from NFL.com, the man always seated to my immediate right. What's the poop there, Ranko?
Not too much.
Why'd I call you Ranko?
Ranko, that's a new one. I haven't heard Ranker, Rankster. I've heard them all over the years. But Ranko might be the first time I've ever heard that.
We could have gone with Ranko's Army, could have been your nickname if we were to do it all over again, like Franco's Army 25, 30 years ago. Anyway, listen, Rank kibitzed with Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stevie Johnson a few days back. I got a chance to listen to it. I found it gangbusters, and I wanted to, shine a white light on it. Not the white hot light of shame, mind you, but I thought it was good stuff. And it got buried at the end of episode number 137, which you can go back and listen to. Great stuff in general there with Bryant McKinney yapping about the Super Bowl and all that stuff. And we will have another podcast for you this week, and we're going to get into all the free agency stuff with our pal Akbar Baja Biamila. Be on the lookout for that one. That one's going to be coming out in very short order. But in the meantime, give a listen now to Adam Rank's chat with Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stevie Johnson.
Joining us right now, friend of the program, and really not just a friend of this program, but you've joined us on NFL Fantasy Live, NFL.com Live from Super Bowl 46 and 47, and once again on the Dave Dameshek Football Program, which is available on iTunes. And while I'm not Dave Dameshek, which must be confusing to you, welcome back, Stevie.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, it's good to see you. Now, I will say this. Last week, you were on NFL Network's NFL AM show in shorts.
Yeah.
You're on television in shorts. You show up for the podcast in pants. I feel a little shortchanged, if you will.
A little shortchanged? No, I just got to keep them wondering, keep them guessing what I'm going to have on next. I had to switch it up a little bit.
And the hat just says Steven,
Steven.
Nice look. I think I should adopt that.
Yeah, it's a brand that I'll be having coming out soon. Really, it's going to be STVN, and it basically means a crown one, and spread it out to the fans, and everybody around, and let them know that they're young kings, what I'm saying? Even women are kings, so you guys can get it also,
Very cool. Now, you've been in the news recently where you have been it has been described that you're recruiting people to be a free – what does that mean? Because I'm picturing you recruiting like when you were recruited at Kentucky. Are you flying guys out to Buffalo? Are you taking them on recruiting trips?
No, I need probably another deal to do that, be able to bring fly guys in. But for the most part, we linked up with in this fraternity, this NFL fraternity, and we know who the guys are who's in free agency, and I try to hit them up on via Twitter or text or when I bump into them and just let them know, man, like, yo, we got room here in Buffalo to grow, to turn things around. You want to be a part of it, man. Come through. And, hopefully, like I said, hopefully we can get some of these guys, even one, would be neat. But, it's just the part of me that loves, this city of Buffalo. Even though I was drafted, but those people there, they took me in, I just want to give them something that they deserve. They want playoff. It's been a long time since playoffs, and I think it'd be sweet to make those moves.
Do you have ambassadors lined up? Like when you went to Kentucky, when you were being recruited, did you actually meet Ashley Judd?
No, I didn't.
Not during the recruiting?
But I seen her at a game. I didn't meet her at all, but I seen her at a basketball game this was when Rajon Rondo was there.
Okay.
And I was like, man, that's the first time I really seen somebody like a figure like that, and it was pretty neat.
Striking in person?
Because you see her on the movies and everything, and it's like, that's Ashley Judd, right? I was sitting up here, at the top with the other recruits, and it was like, Ashley Judd's right there, and we was just like, what? That's crazy, it was pretty cool.
That had to be pretty cool. I would have signed right then. I would have had no doubt.
I actually did.
Is that it? That night? Yo, that's Ashley Judd. I'm in. Yes, what more?
And I didn't see her at all for the other 2 years that I was there.
Never again. Yeah, that's the way recruiting
goes.
That's how
it is.
Hey, what happened to all these people that were around before? The marching bands and everything.
Right, now they're, right.
Well, we're getting okay. We're getting off topic a little bit, but on the issue of recruiting, a couple of weeks ago. Now, I grew up a fan of the Los Angeles Rams. You're from the Bay. Who's your football team when you were growing up?
My football team was the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. All right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was a big fan of Emmitt Smith. I still am, you know. And then when Deion was there, Irvin, and then Deion came to the Niners, it was like, you know what I'm saying, showtime. But, you know, me being from San Francisco, it was always 49ers overall, you know.
I was going to say, for 3 years, no matter who won in the NFC Championship game, you were walking away happy.
Yeah, pretty much, because it was a battle between my top teams.
That's one thing if you're a Raiders and a 49ers fan, because at least you could reason that it's one's AFC, one's NFC, and unless they meet in the Super Bowl, it's not going to really matter.
Right.
That's two rivals right there.
Exactly. But you know, I cheer for every team in California, you know. But most of all, it was the 49ers. You know, if the Raiders was going up against the Packers or the Steelers or whatnot, I'll go for the Raiders, you know, just for the California love. But, you know, my team growing up was the Niners and those Cowboys.
Okay, I say the expression I would use is I feel you on that, because in college basketball, when March Madness starts, any team on the West Coast-ish, I will root for, unless it's Long Beach State or BYU.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm in. I'm like, Gonzaga, UNLV, Arizona State, they're all in. UCLA.
What about when Jimmer was lighting it up?
Couldn't do it.
No?
There are some things that it would take too long. I don't think we have that much time to go into. But what I was saying, though, about being a fan, so I was a fan of the Los Angeles Rams. I refused to acknowledge the football club in St. Louis. I decided this year, now I've had season tickets to the Cardinals and the Chargers, but I've never really considered myself a fan of either team. Uh-huh. I've decided I want to be a fan of a team, and I've opened myself up to recruiting. So I feel, and you've given away a little bit right here, but give me a recruiting pitch on why the Bills should be considered.
Because, first of all, the drought, like, hey, guys, look, check this out. Man, we ain't been to the playoffs in, like, 13 years, 13-plus, whatever.
So I couldn't be a front runner.
Yeah, so but put it like this. Imagine what it would feel like to be a part of that team that turned things around. We had the pieces. You know, you can see we're getting better each year. But now we got pieces in place. We got a new coaching staff. And just think about it. Think about building that dynasty. You know what I'm saying? And you being the reason why, you know, we turned things around.
I think my fandom would.
Man, hopefully we can get these guys coming, man, and turn this thing around. At the end of the day, it's a business, though, you know, and I understand that, and everybody should understand that. You know, it comes down to the paper, to the money and everything. But, you know, if guys could, you know what I'm saying, it'd be huge, you know, because it's gonna be a shift in that AFC East, and I believe we have a good shot at making things happen.
I'm feeling positive about the Bills now.
Man,
I could use some swag or maybe a meeting with Ashley Judd or something. Do you know Bill Burr by any chance?
No.
All right. Well, I see. Okay. I'm considering the Bills. Like, if you put me on a recruiting chart right now, it would say interested.
Yeah.
Interested in the Bills.
That's all we need in due time. You know what I'm saying? You'll be over there.
We've got some time. Have some ideas of what might possibly sway me. I'm not going to put any ideas in your head, but you know what? Just as you walk, when you walk away today, know that I'm now considering being a fan of the Bills.
I like
the town of Buffalo. I love the Bills fans.
Nice.
I just feel like Bills fans are just good people. Like just good people.
They're real. I'm pretty sure that they're real everywhere. I kind of don't like when people be saying, "Oh, we have the best fans," because you know, everywhere everybody has the best fans. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of diehards. But just from my experience with those Buffalo Bills fans, they're real and it's like genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like I will go out and see people in the grocery stores and they sit down and they have a talk with me. Like, man, what happened on this one? Let's try to get it. You know what I'm saying? And be real. It's not. They could be starstruck, but they really have a passion for their team. You know what I'm saying? So they want to see us do good. So whether we doing bad or good, they gonna let us know about each one. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that about them.
That sounds wonderful. I got to get out there. I got to go see a game. But something happened in the news a couple of weeks ago. Revis, Richard Sherman, they had their little Twitter war. Who's better?
I've seen that. I respect both of them. I respect all these DBs. I was going to lean towards Sherman because of the height that he has and, you know what I'm saying, the way his range. But you can't take that away from Revis also, you know, because very rarely do you see wide receivers get behind him on deep routes. You know what I'm saying? He's still knocking passes down when they throw in that nine route. So, I mean, respectively, they're both good in their own, you know?
All right. I knew you'd feel that way. I knew you'd want to be a diplomatic. And I applaud you. You know what? You got to play against these guys. They're your friends and everything. Mm-hmm. It's good. So what we're going to do, we're going to do something called the Gridiron Breakdown, where we're going to get to the bottom of who is better through a series of questions that may or may not relate to football. So we'll go through, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
We're going
to
the grid. All right. Your car breaks down at midnight. Who is more likely to pick you up, Revis or Sherman?
Sherman probably pick me up.
And would he charge you gas money?
Nah, but he'll let me know that man, I had to drive all the way out. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know. But he wouldn't ask me directly, I think. Mm-hmm.
He would hint around to it.
Yeah, beat around the bush a little bit.
Fair enough. Now, you have three children. If you needed a babysitter for the night, who would you rather have?
Sherman had like 8 picks this past season, right?
He did.
I think you're in good hands with Sherman.
What about a tutor for the kids?
Revis, a tutor, Stanford, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going. Dang, it's a lot of Sherman.
A lot of Sherman. All right. Well, we're getting to the bottom of this. You're married. Let's say you're going to renew your vows. Who is more likely to show up to your vow renewal?
I'm gonna go Revis because I ain't picked them in a minute. So. Revis.
All right. Who is more likely to ignore your text messages?
Both of them, because I'm going to be bragging to them a lot about when I scored on them.
All right. Both of them, neither one of them. All right. Yeah. Boys trip to San Francisco. Last minute, we're going. You give out the invite to both guys. Who's more likely to show up?
I think Sherman will, because he's on the West Coast. Revis, you know what I'm saying, he's probably doing something chilling on his island or whatever. So Sherman might make the ride, make the trip.
It's tough to travel off the island.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Who would be more likely to go with you to watch Die Hard?
Revis probably will. Probably Revis.
All right. Well, Revis, you know what? He made a little bit. It looks like, though, the winner.
See,
the gridiron breaker.
He don't get no reception out on that island. So it's like
it's tough.
I hit him up, you know what I mean? And he don't really.
It's tough. So, but you know, the gridiron breakdown does not lie. It says Richard Sherman is the best. So that'll be the big headline on NFL.com. Stevie Johnson says Richard Sherman is the best. No, I'm kidding.
We won't do that.
We won't do that to you. All right. We did look up. I do like following you on Twitter.
Nice.
I like some of your Twitter followers. You follow Kate Upton. What's the story there?
Yeah. No. Me and Kate, we did something for Skull Candy. Like we're both signed with Skull Candy, and you know that's our team right there. And we had linked up with Big Boy to. Do little skits and promo for the video game Army of Two, and everything worked out. It was cool, man. Just meeting her. I know she's a Jets fan, but she was a cool lady. You know, it was good hanging with her and Big Boy.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing, we'll stick on Twitter. You follow Kobe. You follow LeBron on the Twitter sphere. Am I saying that right? Twitter sphere. Mm-hmm. Okay, not on the court. On Twitter, who is the better tweeter?
I like Kobe. Well, LeBron, he has his ways of having fun, but I like the sense of humor of Kobe, though. You know, I like Kobe's Twitter.
Amnesty after he beat the Dallas Mavericks. Well, Stevie, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun. Always great to have you in. You know what? Think about that. You know, if you want to come back and make another pitch to me to be a Bills fan,
right?
I'll be receptive to it. But good luck. Good luck in the offseason. I hope we see you soon.
For sure. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Our pleasure. The great Stevie Johnson.
Right.
And there you have it. Great stuff, Rank. I enjoyed it through and through. And I hope, Nade the man, that this become the start of a new campaign for you to find an NFL team. For once, let them court you like you're a valued free agent. You see?
Exactly.
I think you need to make all 32 teams, while the Rams are out of the running, the Steelers are out of the running.
No, the Steelers are still in the running.
No, I've told you that's forbidden. You're not allowed to become a Steelers fan. That you can't do, and you don't want that. You can't start at the top. You can't make your new team the team that has the most Super Bowls. That's ridiculous. You don't want that. Have dignity. The Bills is a good place to start. Now, that's a reasonable choice for you. That's a good pairing. They haven't done anything, so if you jump on now, no one's going to call you a bandwagoner, you see?
Of course, all the things that we discussed with Stevie.
Right, so good stuff. All right, well, listen. Hope you enjoyed that. And like I say, be on the lookout because in very short order, we are going to have another Dave Damashek football program with you to break down all that's happened this week in free agency. Be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.